From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, Iraqi troops are launching a long-anticipated ground offensive to retake the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. The operation is the largest military operation in Iraq since U.S. combat forces left 5 years ago. It involves Kurdish fighters, federal police, Sunni tribal fighters, Shiite militia forces, as well as airstrikes and other support from U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State for the past 2 years in Iraq and Syria. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared Monday his nation will celebrate victory as one, but the commander of the U.S.-led coalition cautioned it could take weeks or even longer to recapture Mosul. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the EU is not considering sanctioning Russia over its actions in Syria. Mogherini said there are discussions about sanctions against members of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government and stressed the need for those who have an influence on the various players in the conflict to find a way to talk and seek solutions. Her comments came a day after Secretary of State John Kerry warned of possible sanctions related to the situation in Syria and harshly criticized Russia's military actions there.
We are considering additional sanctions, and we are also, let me make it clear, President Obama has not taken any option off the table at this point in time. So we'll see where we are in the next few days in the context of the discussions we're having.
Kerry says he and other foreign ministers have to exhaust every possibility to find a way to halt the fighting. Multiple previous ceasefires have broken down throughout the more than 5 years of war in Syria, including one last month focused on Aleppo. This is VOA News. Several thousand demonstrators marched Sunday in the Hungarian capital Budapest, chanting and carrying signs protesting the sudden closure of the country's largest-selling opposition newspaper. The protests targeted Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has been accused at home and abroad of stifling press freedoms and isolating private media outlets opposed to his controversial anti-migrant stance on refugees. Two buses collided in Pakistan today, killing at least 30 people and injuring another 30 in southern Punjab province. Fatal road accidents are common in Pakistan, where traffic rules are rarely enforced and roads in many rural areas are poor. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's office said he has expressed deep grief and sorrow over the loss of precious lives. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has conceded he is losing support from women, but he blamed it on media accounts of women who, he say, falsely accused him of sexual assault. Trump also alleges there was a conspiracy in play to keep him out of the White House.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect Hillary Clinton president.
Tim Kaine, the vice presidential running mate for Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton, told supporters Trump is blaming everyone because he knows he's losing. With just over 3 weeks to the election, a national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.5% lead over Trump. Trump and Clinton will square off in their third and final debate on Wednesday. China has launched two astronauts into space on a mission to dock with an experimental space station and remain aboard for 30 days. The rocket took off today from a launch site on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The chief commander for China's manned space program says the rocket lifted off according to plan. He said it was a complete success. The spacecraft will dock with the space station within 2 days. The entire station will begin full operations in the year 2022. Thailand's military government has reaffirmed its backing of a political roadmap for national elections in late 2017, even as the country is engulfed in mourning over the passing of King Bhumibol Adulyadet, who died last week at the age of 88. A Thai government spokesperson said the cabinet administration were trying to ensure a business-as-usual approach to government going forward during the once-in-a-generation royal transition. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.